Hey, ACS fans, Lynette here, lasagna baker extraordinaire and lover of all carbs that Adam can't eat. Pussy. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that space is filling up for the Corolla Family Barbecue. It's filling up fast. Turns out tons of people are interested in coming to the studio to see where the podcast is recorded and hang out for dinner in the parking lot with everyone from the network. Everyone you guys love, Adam, Gina, Brian, Dawson, myself, lackeys, drinking, grilling, talking to you guys all night long, ba-beep, ba-beep. So if you want 2 tickets to the barbecue, there's only one thing you can do. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and sign up for the 12-pack case club now because spots are going fast, so you got to hurry. So come join us for the Corolla Family Barbecue June 22nd at the ACS Studios, exclusively for our 12-pack Case Club members. We love you guys.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got the internet. Choose a bit of my baby. Oh, yeah. It's Dr. Drew. Board certified. What's going on there, Drewski?
All right, so I got a bunch of stuff. So I'm still really troubled. Really troubled that I would have been the type of adult male at the age of 21 or so who would have contemplated getting a tribal tattoo. I would have done it. I remember thinking about it at that age.
I'll never think about that again. Go ahead.
No, I know. Well, but that led to you talking about me not doing it because of its expense, which is probably true. And we were talking about, you know, how we couldn't, you know, come to work in a giant vehicle that's, you know, was loud and expensive. Do you want to talk to me about TrueCar and LifeLock?
I'll just tell you that TrueCar has sponsored this show at TrueCar.com, LifeLock.com, code Adam, and ButcherBox.com, code ADS. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Go ahead.
And so it brings up the issue of how different people spend based on the families they come from and the culture they come from. And we don't really ever talk about that very much.
You know, yeah. Hey, the other week, sorry, Yahe. Talking to
you're going to talk about North American Indian tendencies.
No, I'm going to ask Matt if he remembers from memory or from via a document. But the other week, I got off the road. It's funny because it's kind of lose-lose. So I explained to Lynette, "Yeah, man, we stay at the airport. You know, wherever hotel I stay at starts with the airport, and then." Flight home from Boston was 6 hours and 15 minutes. Like, it's about as long as you – domestically, about as long as you're in an airplane. And I flew coach, and there was a dude who was Fletch from Pennywise size, who was sitting on the aisle.
No.
And Mike August, who's no pixie, was in the middle, and I was against the window. And Mike was just pushed against me the whole time because there's a giant human being. And my wife, the reason it's lose-lose is Lynette will go, why don't you fly first class? And I go, because I go there to make money, and the first class tickets are $2,100, yeah. And the coach tickets are $289, and I'm saving the money. And she goes, you should fly first class. And I go, understood, but I'm doing it because I'm going there to get paid,
right, so
and then I don't
want
to spend it. I don't want to spend the extra $1,600.
No, why go? You're going just to pay for the flight,
right?
Now.
Then Lynette goes, "Well, boy, all right, have it your way." Then she leaves the room, nodding her head, like shaking her head, and I go, like,
"What a doof!
Yeah,
you're duped. You've been duped into this.
Something that may help help the wound out a little bit." That seat was paid for with your miles. It cost you $5 to sit there.
What would it have cost? But the difference between first class and coach was
several thousand in this particular flight.
Was it one way?
Yeah. I only had to go for the one-way ticket because the other two
right.
were being
I know. I got
up.
It. Well, it'd be interesting to figure it out. Well, look, the point is the flight in first class is 6 hours and 15 minutes. The flight in coach is 6 hours and 15 minutes. And seeing as how I'm going there to get paid and then come home.
The way I look at it is that that's part of the work.
Yes.
The travel, right? And if you're either working to gain miles or working to get it done and save money on the trip.
Right. But it was just luck of the draw that there was not a fat guy.
No, Fletcher size.
A huge man who was sitting. And the huge man cannot be contained in this seat.
Yeah.
This seat
spills over.
Is made for 165, 5'9 and a half.
Which is crazy.
The extra 100 pounds has got to go somewhere. And it's going into Mike. And then Mike is going into me against the window, and it's a 6-hour and 15-minute flight. But again, if you ask me today, are you glad you did it that way? I'd say, yes.
Yeah.
I am, because I ordered a couple drinks and tried to fall asleep, mash against a window at some point. And at some point, poor Mike, who was in the middle, just got up and just started walking around the plane, just like looking for an empty chair. And he did. Somewhere about 3 hours in.
Wow.
And he found an empty seat. And then there was this little space between me and Fletch. And I remember the guy, it was a funny thing because at a certain point we chatted a little bit.
And for context, Fletcher looks like one of the characters, the Highland warriors from Game of Thrones.
He's not a fat man. He's a giant man.
Giant.
And this guy was a giant man too. And the thing that was funny is, it's the first time I ever had a conversation with somebody where they went, at some point he said, are you going from L.A. to Boston or Boston to L.A.? Or like, which city do you live in? Which is always kind of the common question.
Yeah. You going home or not?
I said, yeah, I'm going home. And he said, oh, I'm in Boston. I'm going to L.A. to work. And
extra on Game of Thrones, strangely enough.
He said, yeah, he's got a job at the Double Deuce bouncing. And I said, you know, what do you do? And he said, I help set up grocery stores or something. Like one of those things, no further questions, Your Honor. Like it was just like, he started apologizing in the middle, which was like, I do with groceries. You know, you don't care about groceries. And I was like, good, I don't. So he said, what do you do? And it's the first time. People haven't asked me what I've done in a while, but it's the first time I was able to just like answer with a straight face where I said, I do podcasting. I wouldn't have answered it X amount of years ago because people go, I don't know what that.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
Now I told him I did it. So here's how I'm wired. And there's no way I'll ever be this rich. It's $150 in economy and it's $1,900 in first class. And I'm not worth it.
No,
you know that L'Oreal spot where you're worth it?
No, not you.
I'm not worth it.
I'm not worth it. I couldn't do it.
And I'll say, too, if I may jump in, when you're exchanging miles and whatnot, it doesn't really do you a whole lot of good for those first class seats because of just how many miles you need. Like we tried to just do, you know, partial with the miles and then just pay the difference, but it doesn't really work that way. So if you want to use the miles, you end up taking the crappier seat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. So
you don't have to defend us. But the point here is that there are cultural, gender, family of origin issues that come into how people buy and spend. And when you're married to somebody or in a relationship with somebody, not always matching up. Those heritages don't match up. And people don't do much talking about that. They don't think about it before marriage anyway. And as you said, Lynette thinks you're a sucker for not paying. For-
to be fair to her, she's like, hey, you deserve it. Like, why don't you do it? And it's like, because by the time everyone gets paid and the tax man gets his cut, that difference between $1,915 $1.50 is a lot.
It's huge. Yeah.
And so, I'm going there to bring money home. Now, hold on. People have this thing where it's like, oh, you're just going for the money. The show in Boston was great. The audience was great. I burnt 1 million calories. I saw 1,000 faces. I rocked them all. But I'm still going there for the money.
Yeah, you're lucky enough to do something you enjoy, but it's a job.
I used to do carpentry for the money. Didn't mean I was a bad carpenter.
Well, it's the invisible hand. This is Adam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it not for their well-being and entertainment, though you enjoy that. You're doing it because they pay for these tickets that you go see.
Well, step further, which is you don't give them what they want, and they're not
happy.
No, I've had plenty of people show up after the show when you're signing, and plenty, but a number of people said, "Hey, Ace Man, this is sixth time I've seen you live."
Oh,
and I realized, yeah, go out there and crap the bed on the third time, and
they're not back.
They're not back.
Yeah. Hey, you cannot put a price on the stories that you've accumulated with your car, but with TrueCar, you can put a price on your car. You can find out what your car is worth when it is time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, enter your license plate number, your car details come right up. Answer some questions, finish it all up, and you get that true cash offer spent in minutes, which you can take to a local TrueCar certified dealer to cash out or trade in. If you want to trade in, you use that TrueCar site to look at the scattergram for cars like the one you want to buy. Lock in a price, and when you lock in that price, it's for an actual vehicle and a TrueCar certified dealer. So when you show up for that true cash offer, you know exactly what you're going to be spending on your trade-in. And you know that the vehicle, the price for which you've locked in, you know you've got everything including fees and accessories in that price and an actual vehicle on a TrueCar certified dealer's lot. So when you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar. True cash offer, not available in all areas, but you probably don't live in those areas.
So, yeah, I couldn't drive a full-size truck. I can't fly. Listen,
all right, so for you.
Here for me, I was flown at the expense of Castrol Oil to Boston.
Yeah.
And they got me a first-class ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for a first-class ticket, and I have no problem with first-class ticket.
No, that's fine.
And then on the way home, it was on me.
Yeah, sure. Right, so I'm that way too. And so,
but it's not the reason I'm saying this is it's like, oh, his self-esteem is so low that he can't accept. No,
we can accept it. We just can't spend it on
the way there.
Yeah,
I flew first class and I stayed at the Four Seasons.
Yeah,
Castrol paid for that.
Right,
thank you, Castrol.
Yeah,
on the way back, I stayed at something that started with airport. I took a shuttle to the airport. Airport.
I totally get it.
And I flew coach. That's not an acceptance. Right. That's just who's paying.
And some of that is being a good businessman, always spending less than you make. And the more you spend, the more you save, which is how capitalism works. Number one. Number two is we have low self-esteem, so we wouldn't spend it on ourselves. And number three, we both came from fairly cheap environments where spending was not something that anybody was accustomed to, right?
I can spend $5 million on a car.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
But
that's an investment, though.
It is. Yeah. It's different. Flying, it's the exact opposite of the flight.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to have you slow down because a lot of people, when you say that, go like, what? I agree with you. It's the opposite. One is about saving and the other's spending.
The flight is – first things first, we arrive at exactly the same time.
Right.
The people that paid $1,900 and the people that paid $1.50 land at the same time.
Cover the same territory.
If a terrorist takes over the plane and we fly into a building, you're actually going to die a millisecond before
right.
I die.
Right.
So there is – if you started working in safety and arriving an hour early and blah, 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 I would start factoring all that in.
Yeah, it's different.
But we land at the same time. We get on the plane at the same time. As a matter of fact, you get on the plane first, so you're on the plane longer.
You get a bigger chair.
You get a bigger chair.
That's what you get.
And when people start talking about, well, what about the meals and what about the booze and what about – well, you can bring onto the plane anything you want these days.
Right.
So definitely stop at the Chipotle and pay $9 and get all the burrito you want and bring it with you.
That's right.
It will be – I've flown first class. The food is not. What was my omelet? I had a parsley omelet, I think, or like a cream cheese omelet. And I'm like, what? So the food ain't much better. But here's the deal: one ticket's $1.50, the other's $1,900.
Yeah.
Okay. Figure you'll have a cup. It's a 6-hour flight. Maybe you'll have two drinks. Maybe you have three drinks. That's still under $20.
Yeah.
Okay, so back out $20 or add $20. Now we're at $1.70. And the meals, again, stop at Chipotle or Burger King. Bring it on the plane with you. You'll enjoy it more. We're still not up to $200 yet.
Yeah.
So now you get a little bigger chair. And I got a screen with the same movies that are playing and you play. And then people go like, What about the attention? You know what I mean? Like you got someone waiting on you. It's like, I don't know. Once you order your drinks, you sit back, you open your snack.
How much you're going to drink? You know
whatever. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised.
Well, you.
But the point is this.
That's you.
That's me. The point is you can get shafted and that you have Fletch from Pennywise sitting in your aisle versus the little Asian woman wearing the mask.
Right.
I miss her. We're like walking up and we're like, oh my God, there's a giant man and he's sitting in my aisle. And I was like, it's a 6-hour and 15-minute flight. He's spilling out of the seat and it's like, oh, he's giant.
You can't blame him. You know, he's as uncomfortable as you are.
No, he's just a giant man. But I got to tell you, there's got to be some accommodation. You know, the other week, everyone was outraged over this viral video because this shrew of a woman like sat in between these two giant black people and she's like talking on their cell phone like, oh, I can't believe it. Why can't they eat a salad? And blah, blah, blah. And it turned into this, oh, she's horrible video. But look, they were two giant people and they were one was on the window and the other was on the aisle. And if you had to sit between them, it's undoable.
Yeah.
And the airlines, because of the size of human beings, are going to have to work this out. You can no longer make a seat. I mean, I was looking at the seat. It was a newish plane with newish seats. The seats looked a lot like a seat that would be in a sports car. Like, it was not a lot of seat. It was, you know, it was 16, 18 inches wide, but it was not for this dude.
No.
And whoever you sell that middle seat to, that person has a legitimate beef.
Yeah.
Because this guy's huge, the person against the window is full size, and you're just in the middle. I mean, at a certain point, Mike August was just mashed against me, and he said, sorry, man, there's nothing I can do. Like, this guy's spilling out of his seat, and he's pushing me against you. And I said, I get it. There's nothing you can do. So I just mashed against the window.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
It drives me nuts What drives me nuts is when I talk to people. Like, I'll talk to women who are 5'5 and like 118 pounds. I go, oh, my God, coach. And I'll go, no, not. I'm 6'2. My knees are against the seat in front of me. I go, I know, it's miserable. I hate it. It's like, no, for you, it's not. It's not that. If you're sitting alone in a seat and you're 5'5 and you're 118, it is not an issue.
What I find most distressing, even without the giant guy next door, is doing anything. Like just moving around. Like I'm taking my computer out or taking some nuts out. It's somehow, I don't know, my shoulders, my elbows.
My elbows are banged. My wingspan is
right.
Huge.
I feel like I'm trying to bring my elbows into my groin and still feel, you can tell the people around me like, oh, fuck that guy.
It was funny. This guy was sitting when we pulled up and Mike had to get in the middle and everything. And like Mike, I was like, Mike, this guy is huge. And he's like, he's pretty big. And I said, no, he's big. He's big. And he's like, it's not that big. I said, he's a big dude. And Mike's like, he's medium big or whatever. About 2 hours in, the guy gets up. He'd been sitting the entire time. He was sitting when we got there. 2 hours in, he gets up to go to the bathroom and he like stands up and he seemed like ducking to go into the bathroom. Mike punched me in the arm. I'm like, this guy's huge. I said, I told you the guy was huge. I told you he was huge. Like he ducked down, probably out of habit, but he just ducked to go into the bathroom. Yeah. Never.
6'4", 6'5".
No.
No bigger than that? Oh, sorry.
I'm 6'2".
Okay.
You're 6'2". You don't duck at 6'4" to go into the bathroom.
Okay.
He was 6'6". Okay. Easy, this dude. I mean, he's a lot of dude. How big? I'm telling you, Fletch. Fletch ain't 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
Again, I'm 6'2", so when I'm really going, oh, this guy's a big dude, he's well over 6'5".
So 6'6". 280 is this Fletch. Easy.
Oh, he would send you a bouquet and never take you to Poo Poo City ever again if you said he was under 300 pounds. Fletch, when Fletch was at his biggest, he had to be over 300 pounds.
I think so.
I mean, he's a huge load. I mean, you see guys in the NFL, it's like a defensive lineman. He's undersized. He's 280. And, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And we got to do something. Someone's got to do something.
All right. So I'm
what are we going to do?
I'm torn between. Well, we should have seats for, you know, above a certain amount.
Well, here's what I've always said. And nobody likes this, but I don't know why. Everything on a plane is about space and weight. Mm. It's just how much jet A are you burning? Mm-hmm. If you're a 300-pound person, shipping, Drew.
Yeah.
Shipping.
Ah,
dig. Shipping.
Dig.
If I would like to ship a pillowcase with styrofoam peanuts in it to Boston,
right,
versus a pillowcase filled with soil.
Yeah.
Diatomaceous earth or decomposed granite. Shipping a pillowcase filled with sand is going to cost $300. The other one's going to cost $25, mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big difference. Mm. Why? Weight. This is weight. It's getting the weight physically. Whether you take a slow boat or an airplane, right, or truck, just literally the weight is more fuel, more whatever. So when you're getting in an airplane, it's weight. It's all about weight, and it's how much fuel it takes to move that weight. So factor in the luggage, factor in everything. But either way, if you're a big person or you're a smaller person who travels with a bunch of heavy luggage, then it is the weight we are paying for. Now, if you're 120 pounds and you travel with no luggage, then your ticket is compensating for other people,
sure,
and how much they weigh. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to explain it. It's essentially, it's a buffet. And it's a buffet where you just go in and you eat a couple pieces of water chestnut and then you leave. And then Fletch comes in and eats a bucket of chicken and a bucket of shrimp and a bucket of filet mignon. Okay. They have to set a price.
Right.
And the price is, well, it's going to be $21 for everybody because there's an average amount that people eat. And we got to get above that in order to stay in business, right? Okay. Flights work the same way. If you weigh X amount or you travel, look, we weigh your luggage. They weigh the luggage and then they charge for like extra bags. I mean, they're putting it out there. What's the difference between the petite gal coming in at 115 and the huge dude at 315.
Discriminatory.
That's who they are. Mm-hmm. We're not discriminating. But that's what you're saying is, and this is where I don't like it. What you're saying is I am okay with other people subsidizing my flying.
Right.
I am 300-pound guy. I look around me to see of 150-pound people, and you guys can all pay an extra $7 on your ticket so that I can be subsidized, so that all our tickets can be the same price. Mm-hmm. Where else? Car wash.
screaming out topics. Car wash!
No. No. Car wash.
Dig.
Car
washes cost more.
Car washes, when I was a kid, always had a sign that said vans are extra. Why are they extra?
More to it.
There's more work. There's more mass. More water. More suds. More to it. Okay, but you say, well, then all cars should be the same. Fine. Then they're going to have to raise the price of the Miata guy,
right,
just a little bit to make up for every fifth van that comes through there.
Given how many big people there are these days, I think that's a reasonable thing. But I think above a certain weight, there ought to be a different seat.
Well, if you see this video of this poor woman, who everyone hates because she was a bitch, she just got stuck between two huge people. Yeah. And in a pretty long flight, there's not much to do about it. All right. Everyone should lean out by eating ButcherBox.
Oh, yeah.
Delivering.
That'll do it.
Healthy, 100% grass-fed and finished beef. Free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, directly to your door on a monthly basis. All products are humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. Taste is unbelievable. Each box comes with between 11 and 9 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S. except for Alaska and Hawaii. No commitment. Cancel anytime. This stuff is top shelf. It doesn't have to be as good as it is, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they kind of get it. They can't have you disappointed. You're not going to keep going. They need repeat customers, and they have to deliver, and they do. New subscribers get 2 free filet mignon, free bacon for life, $20 off, plus $20 off by going to butcherbox.com and entering the code ADS at checkout. All right, Gary, do you have that poor that woman on this plane? Yes.
I mean, we're not finished this topic today.
Can you find another seat? Because I will not be verbally abused by this bitch or anybody else.
I'm the bitch.
I will not be verbally abused by anybody. Okay, I'm not tolerating it.
I can't sit here because it's both so big. I'm left and right. I can't even stand.
Here,
sit here.
Do you want to come up and stand and then we'll find...
Yes, please. Because I can't sit like this.
They're in the air, it sounds like, or they're taxiing.
I never figured out if they're in the air.
The engines sound like they're going.
But the guy's built like a comedian Earthquake.
He's like Lavelle Crawford.
Lavelle Crawford, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the overhead stuff's up, so they're still on the ground.
Bitch, kiss my fat ass, okay? Who do I report her to?
Why don't you talk to my officer?
Can you have the person come back? I would like to report, and I would like to file a report against her.
To report?
As a platinum member, I don't tolerate this shit from nobody. I mean, I travel every week, and this is the first time I've ever put up with this crap, and I'm not having it. I am not starting my new year off with this type of negativity.
I'll
okay.
My
picture
right away.
All right. Thank you.
I love the chick with like the guy, you know, the hero 5 rows back was like, hey man, not cool. And she's like, you go sit between those 2 fat asses or shut up. God. Which I completely agree with. Listen, this woman handled it in a stupid and disrespectful way.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if you have an exceptionally large person on the window, an exceptionally large person on the aisle, and your seat is between them, you are not getting to use your seat. You have 25% infringement on one side and the other side.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I must do that to people because I can tell if I move, people freak out.
Well, you're strong. You're wide at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everyone knows you don't give no lip to Big Drew.
Big Drew. Come on now. Come on.
Big Drew. Oh, I'm 200 pounds myself. Like, I'm 6'2". Like, you don't want to be sitting next to me. You'd much rather sit next to our wives than to me. But I'm maxed out in that seat, and you're maxed out in that seat. Yeah. And what I'm saying is if you added another 3 inches of height and another 100 pounds of girth, we are spilling into other... Yeah. Essentially, you buy your territory.
Your territory is your seat.
I feel the same damn way about people who all tuck their luggage up in the overhead thing above your seat. Like, I get it. Worst person in the world, you're going to the back of the plane and your strategy is I'll just tuck it up here toward the front of the plane, then I'll grab it on the... Yep, that's where my luggage goes, though. It's above my seat. We need to be a little more... You know, let me explain something that's happened, Drew.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We did not anticipate the world coming off its axis. We did not anticipate
this. I got a lot to say about
that. So we don't have rules. We didn't think you would have to tell people. I mean, I see plaques now in hotels that says you cannot eat, you know, you cannot come down to lobby and eat barefoot and in pajamas. Like, why didn't those signs exist in hotel lobbies before? Because we didn't think of the concept.
No,
it was like
you must wear your. Should I wear my cravat or not?
Yeah.
My spats or yes? No, yes. Can I make it without spats?
Well, We have to have reinforced cockpit doors now.
Yeah.
If you were to explain that to people in the 70s, like, why would you reinforce? Because people would charge a cockpit and grab the yoke and steer us into a building. They'd go, who would
do that?
Yeah, who would do that? No one would do that. Yeah. What are you talking about? You don't even need a cockpit door. That's just so you can't see the pilots drinking or banging a stewardess. That's why we have a door. But it's not, it doesn't stop anyone from coming up here.
Simpler time.
Yes. But now we need laws. We need rules, Drew.
Yeah, I want to talk. God damn, we have too much to talk about this week. So tomorrow I want to talk about civilization coming unglued. And I want to show you a video from a Netflix video. What's the name of the series that Gary lined up for me? I asked him to line it up 25 minutes ago, and I've not gotten to it.
No, Gary's got it lined up.
What's the name of the video?
Trigger Warning.
Killer Mike and Trigger Warning puts up – I wanted to talk about buying and spending. That's where we started this whole conversation about planes and stuff and about how different cultures and different kinds of people, you can actually measure the amount of time they hang on to a dollar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, right? Isn't that where you've got lined up for me?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And so tomorrow I'm going to play that little piece for you, okay? And then we're going to talk about it.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you about LifeLock in the meantime. It's tax season. Scammers are back. Never give your tax documents to preparer until you've verified their credibility. File early and watch out for emails impersonating the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
I am telling you, this is the new world order.
Lazy criminals.
They're scammers. They want to do it from as far away as possible. They want to make as much as possible. It's 2019. You need LifeLock identity theft protection. They've added the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there's a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. But you won't have a problem because you got LifeLock, right, Drew?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off. I think my carpool karaoke is airing this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm just seeing that. Oh,
see if we can find that.
Yeah, it's around.
All right. You want to check out Corolla Classics at Podcast One's coming up on 10 years of podcasting. Check those out. Also, if you want to see my stand-up special, which I really want people to see, not Taco Bell material, go to adamcarolla.com/events, and it'll tell you where to go, or tug with 2Gs.com. It'll tell you all about how to get it at a theater near you. And Chassis and the Podcast One app and all that stuff. You can do it all at adamcarolla.com. What do you got, Drew?
It's all drdrew.com. Check out Edith Hall this week on Dr. Drew Podcast. She tells that interesting story. I'll tell it to you. I have too much to talk to you about this week.
Too much.
But you have to check it out. She's a really interesting woman, a virtue ethicist. And then also Dr. Drew After Dark. Check it out. Me and Tom Segura this time.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew. Say it. Mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.